We are on Daf Tzadik Hey Amad Beis. We had heard in the Mishnah, Amachlokes, the Tanakame, and Rabban Gamliel. The Tanakame says, Hamoitzi Tfilin, Machnison Zug Zug. If a person finds Tfilin, the Mokim Shenevodim, so he puts on one Zug at a time. Rabban Gamliel Oimer, Shnaim, Shnaim. Rabbi Gamliel says he can put on two zugays of tefillin at one time. Two tefillin shall roish and two tefillin shall yah. Zog the Gemara and Daf Tzadikayim at Beis. Zug, according to the Tanakame, zug echad in. You're only permitted to put on one zug of tefillin. Tvei, more than one zug, loy. Leimot nan stome the loike Rab Meir. That our Mishnah is not like Rab Meir. The ike Rab Meir ha'oma loivish kol ma sheyochel ilbosh. There it is speaking about a dleike, and the person wants to take out begodim from the bayis that is burning. So it says loivish kol ma sheyochel ilbosh, ba'oitiv kol ma sheyochel atoy. This nan we learned in the Mishnah, Ulisham Moitzi Kol Kli Tashmishoi. He takes that into the Chotzer Hasomach Loi, Ul Kli Tashmishoi. Veloivesh Kol Masha Yochel Ilboish Vaoitev Kol Masha Yochelat. So there it says that he's permitted to, since it's Derech Levishe, he's permitted to put on there's no shear in the amount he's allowed to put on. And here it says he's only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin. Frek de gemore vahi stome mimai de Rab Meir. How do you know that stam mission is going according to Rab Meir? The ktoni alo, because it's a baraisa. The baraisa explains the Mishnah. Loivesh umaitzi upoishet, veloivesh umaitzi upoishet, afilu kol hayom kuloi divrei Rab Meir. The Gemara seems to hold that the Barais is a pirish on the Mishnah, and if the Barais is going according to Rab Meir, so the Mishnah is also going according to Rab Meir. So the Shaila is, leimot nan stoma deloi ke Rab Meir. Our Mishnah is a stira, not like Rab Meir. Omarov. Afilu teime Rab Meir. No, could be our Mishnah is also going according to Rab Meir. The same Rab Meir that says there, loivesh kol ma sheyochel ulbosh, holds by tefillin, he's mugbul, he can only wear one pair of tefillin. Hosom derech malbushoi. That is the derech malbush. A person wears more than one beged. So putting on many begodim, that's called derech malbushoi. Is kechel shav yerabonon. So the rabbonon said, Shabbos b'mokim dleike, you can be loivish kederech that you're loivish b'chel, and this is derech malbusha. Bohocho, and here also it's the same heter, derech malbusha, the way he's loivish b'chel, is that's what you're permitted to wear on Shabbos. Is kechel shav yerabonon. So now let's make a sachaker. Hosom de bechel, kamo de boy lovish. A person bechel, he's not mugbul to the amount of begodim he wears. Is linyan atzola nami shori le rabbonu. So therefore, when it came linyan atzola, the rabbonu were mata. Hocha de bechel nami zug echad in tveiloi. But here, Bechoyel, a person only wears one zug. He doesn't wear more than a zug. Is linyanatzola nami zug echadin tfeilot. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, loivesh kol ma sheyochel ilbosh, leinyan hatzolas dleiket nan bechol kisveya kodesh. Lesham hu moitzi, lechotzo shesmucha lidleiket. Hosom de koi bishal malbushim. There it's speaking about shal malbushim. The kam of the boy lovish bechel. There a person bechel puts on as many malbushim as he wants. Some a melech echel shavu rabbono. So b'mokim dleike, so whatever he does b'chol, he can do b'Shabbos. Abo, by tefillin, zug echod in. So Rashi says, why dafke zug echod? So Rashi makes a cheshbon. The kosovar Shabbos zman tefillin hu. Because the whole reason one is permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos, one is permitted to carry the tefillin, is only because he holds Shabbos zman tefillin hu. Umishim hochi shori. And that is the reason why it is mutter. The belav hatzole nami, dalda hatzole, imbola niach tefillin meiniach. That means Shabbos is man tefillin, so if a person in the middle of the day wants to put on tefillin, it's man tefillin, he can put on tefillin. So the whole heter to wear tefillin on Shabbos is because it's man tefillin. Umishum hatzole lo yisharina lo yitvei. So we never matter hatzole more than he says the whole heter, there was no special heter in that solar. There was no special heter in that solar. The heter was, he says, since it's man, that solar is not a new matter. Pshat is, b'mokim hat solar, one is, the kesover Shabbos man tefillin, he holds it's man tefillin, u'mishimochi shori, that's the whole heter. It's mutter because the belav hat solar nami bole niach tefillin mei niach. So mishum atzola loy sharina loy tvei. We only matter estes mishum atzola sharina loy tvei more than the mitzvah. We are not matter for him to wear. So how does it? How we look this in the Lashon HaGemara? Estes the heter is what. Here the whole Levisha is because he's doing what he's doing b'chayil. Just like b'chayil, there's a mitzvah of tefillin. So in Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah of tefillin. So he's duplicating ma'aseh of b'chayil. So memele, so therefore, only in one with one pair, he has a mitzvah. With one more than one pair, he doesn't have a mitzvah. So there's no heter. That is the oifen ha-Levisha, and that is mutter. Stamazoi, from the Lashon of Rashi, the Velava Tzola Nami Imbola Niach Tfilin Meiniach. That Rashi says, Ona Tzola, he's also can lake Tfilin. Shabbos is man Tfilin. Kaponim from Rashi, it would seem that if it is man Tfilin, there's no Shaila of Haitzor. Which we also have to understand a little bit. What does Zman Tefillin is a mitzvah of wearing Tefillin. So from Rashi it seems, since it's a mitzvah to wear Tefillin, so there's no Shaila Veitzo. There's a mitzvah to wear Tefillin, so Mamele, there's no Shaila, it's not a special heter. Since it's a mitzvah to wear tefillin, that's why he can wear it on Shabbos. Halt the mitzvah. I mean, lechayre yontev rishin shel sukkis shechaliyos b'Shabbos. So I mean, a teire you take a lulav. There's an inyan of holding a lulav the whole day. Lekachtem lechem. Would someone say, since there's a mitzvah to hold a lulav the whole day, so memela malat, when I'm going outside, I can also hold the lulav. I mean, the mitzvah has no shaykhis with haitzah. There's a mitzvah to hold the dalad minim a whole day, but there's a isar of Shabbos also. Here from Rashi, it would seem that's a psadova poshit. It seems tefillin is called a lavush of a person. That's, he's malubish in tefillin. So if it's this man mitzvah, there's no shayla whatsoever. In bol ein niach tefillin mei niach. So memele, that's, it's as man of this levisha, this inyan of levisha's tefillin. And if it's a levush, there's no shayla vaitzo. So memele, what the seder levisha is, b'choil, that's mutter in Shabbos. So by other begodim, there's no seder. One puts on more than one beggar. But here, this is the Seder Levisha, the Kiyam HaMitzvah. So therefore, he can only do that. More than that, Lo Sharina Lo Tvei. It's Take, L'chayir, it's not a Levisha. More than the Kiyam HaMitzvah there's no such Seder HaLevisha, so my mail is not Mutas. So then there's a Isar of Eitzah. One more nekuda, the Gemara says that, but it seems that we're matir. It's a heter. Le'inyin atzole shori le'rabonim. We're matir le'inyin atzole. I just was thinking, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos clears a shayla, the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Samachayim at Beis clears a shayla if a person is permitted to put on a beged. The Miri brings some of Oshim that learn like this, but let's just, if a person is permitted to put on a beged derech malbish imuta lohitzi derech malbish bemokim shemarim. The Gemara Bekitza is speaking about such a case. The Gemara is speaking about a case that a person wants to take out an egoist to a tinnik in the Rishus Haram. So the problem is, how do you take out the egoist to the tinnik? So there's an eitzah. If they're used to the oifen of being mechaber, the two sides of a beged was on one side there was a loop or a chut, and on the other side, they used to go and wrap around the other side in an egois. Then they used to attach one side to the other side, the loop over this chalik of the beged that has the egois. And that was the way they used to be mechabel both sides of a beged. So the Gemara clears a shayla, imuta lohoitzi derech malbush bemokim shemarim. Is he permitted to take out derech malbush? This is how you wear the beged. But the kavanah really is not because I'm interested in closing the beged. That's not why I'm doing it. It's a harame. I'm doing a maisa levisha with a different intent in Gansa. My intent is I want that the yingel outside should eat the egois. So the Gemara calls this that I'm doing a pula of a itzah. But the intent is, I'm doing a pula, it is derech malbish, but I am marim. Is this mutter or asa? So it, in the Gemara Shtelsu, we see by B'mokim Dleike, there's a machloikis if one is permitted to be moitzi derech malbish, even though he's marim. So the Gemara clears, will they matter here also, yes or no? So Al Kaponim, we see if the real intent is not the Levisha, so you need a heter, it's not poshet. I mean, could be that's why the Gemara says over here, Shoru Rabono. The Bechoyl Kama, the boy Lovish, Lini Natsolinami, Shoru Le Rabono. That means, Lachayre the Shailis, why do you need a heter? Shoru Le Rabono. If a person wears a coat and he wears two jackets and he wears three sweaters, a person wears like that. So why do you need shoru le'rabbonim? The Gemara says, since you do this b'chayil, so shoru le'rabbonim. Because it could be, because be'emesin, this is taka derech levisha, but there's a haram over. He doesn't want to wear. The whole reason he's wearing three sweaters is not because it's cold, it's 75 degrees outside. No, he wants to take out the sweaters they shouldn't burn. So you need a heter. But the Gemara is magdir that the heter was only whatever the derech levisha is b'chayil, so that they will matter b'mokim arome. If it was arome l'tzoyrech hatzolas tefillin, or harama l'tzayrech hatzolas bleike, they were matter. It's a shori le'rabonim, but the heter was only the derech where he's leivish b'chayil. Let us see Taisvitz. Leimot nan stomed the loiker ameya. So the Gemara is asking like a innocent shaila. Should we say that our Mishnah is not like Rameya? We have a Mishnah Rameya holds that a person can be loivish as much as he wants. Should we say from that that our Mishnah is not like Rameya? Zikhtach Taisviz, a Baraisa de Lakama, there's a Baraisa further. Diktoni Behedye, Rameya Oima Machnison Zugzug. There's an often a Baraisa with an address on the Baraisa. Rameya says Machnison Zugzug. Have emotzi lemifrach the Rameya the Rameya. The Gemara could have asked a better kasha. Mamish an often a stira. Here Rameya holds that a person is permitted to wear as many begodim as he wants, and here he can only wear one zug at a time. Ella the necha leitvei lakshuye amasnis. This is a psabera kasha to ask if the Mishnah is not like Rameya. I don't understand klar the adifis of the kasha. It's better to ask from a Mishnah, even though it could be nishkefelach. Maybe the Mishnah doesn't go like Rameya, but this time it's better to ask from a Mishnah than from a Baraisa. Dan fraktoisves lochire, but why is the Gemara asking so edel? Leimot nan stoma deloike Rameya. It's not a stira, but should we, from this ha'ora, we should say that our Mishnah is not like Rameya. L'chayre, we have a hechich that our Mishnah is like Rameya. Why? Diktoni alo bebraise, because this braise that Taisvis brought before, that Rameya says machnisen zugzug, so this braise was said on the Mishnah. So we see, so just like we had proven that the Mishnah in Shabbos is going according to Rameya, because it was a Ktoni Allah of a Baraisa that Rameya explained the Mishnah. So l'chayr I have a hechech that our Mishnah is going according to Rameya from the Ktoni Allah. V'rektachtais v'say b'zoi, so why is the Gemara asking an innocent kasha? Let the Gemara say, it's a stira Rameya, Rameya. Our Mishnah is zikha going according to Rameya. Yen a Mishnah is zikha going according to Rameya. And it's a stira. So Taisi says, Mikoyach diktoni alo bebraise Rameya rei machnisen zug zug lo yoye yocheleich ich demas nisen Rameya. Kidemuchach besomach ahidi Shabbos ulak shuyei de Rameya rada Rameya. That Gmor couldn't ask. The other rabbi. Lekaman muchach demas nisen de loike Rameya. Fakert from this bereise is the biggest proof that the Mishnah is not like Rameya. Why? The Masnisen Ktoni Bamedvorim Amurim B'Yishonis. Our Mishnah said that when is it permissible to wear tefillin that's Tavkef Yishonis? You know, Klor, it's not a Kameya, you know, Klor, it's tefillin. Abel Chadoshis, it's a Tzofik, maybe it was used for a Kameya. So then, you're not permitted to wear it. Zay steht in unser Mishnah. Ubereise Ktoni, Rameya Oima Echad Chadoshes Ve'echad Yishonis. So you see klar from the Baraisa that the Mishnah is not going according to Rameya. So the Gemara couldn't prove from the Baraisa that the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. So dan is doch weiter schwer. So if you see from the Baraisa that the Mishnah is not going according to Rameya, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Leim is not like Rameya. I'll prove it to you. Look at the Baraisa. You see that the Mishnah is not going according to Rameya. So what was Taisus Mesakin over here? So the Marsha says, Pshat, Taisus means to say like this. There are two halachas in the Mishnah. There's one halach in the Mishnah, how you wear the tefillin. Machnisen zug zug. And that is a Baraisa that Rameya says, Machnisen zug zug. Then there's another halach in the Mishnah. What do you do by Chadoshes? So the second halacha is zicha not going according to Rameya. The first halacha, that is the pilpa of the Gemara, the two Mishnayis. The first, this is one Mishnah, Maitzi Tzul, Machnis and Zug Zug. So the Gemara is a shayla. Leimo, is this Mishnah not like Rameya? I can't prove from the Baraisa that it is like Rameya, because I see the Sefer zicha klon not like Rameya. But it could be it is going according to Rameya. So therefore, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Leimah Masnisen like Rameya. The Gemara says, yeah, could go according to Rameya. There's a difference between Begodim and Tefillin. Rabban Gamliel Oimer Shnayim Shnayim. Rabban Gamliel says that a person is permitted to put on two pairs of tefillin. Frag the Gemara, my kasava. What does Rabban Gamliel hold? I kasava, Shabbos zman tefillin hu. If he holds Shabbos zman tefillin, zug echad in tefeiloi. So then one should only be permitted to wear one pair of tefillin. So Rashi says, Ikesova Shabbos, Mikesova, the Koshori Shnayim Shnayim Avol Tveiloi. He gives a number, two and not more than two. Ikesova Shabbos Mantvilenu Mishim Hochi Shori. So the heter is because this is Mantvil. Avol Atzuli Tvei Mina Mitzvilloi, but to be Matzul more than the Kima Mitzvah you can't. So Memela, so two would also be Yosef. If the heter is al Shabbos mantvil, v'ikasov al Shabbos loves mantvil, and who if he holds that the heter is not al Shabbos mantvil, because Shabbos loves mantvil, u'mishum atzolo derech malbishori le'rabonon, the rabbonon were matter, even though it's loves mantvil, they were matter derech malbish afilu tfei nami. So that's the heter. So a mailer, so more than two, should also be permissible. Zogt Rashi, Lavs mantvilenu, v'shori le'rabonon derech malbish. The rabbonon wamate derech malbish if he's wearing it. Why? Mishum de tachshet hu legabei. Because be'etzem tvilen is a tachshet, v'loi masui. This is a tachshet. I was thinking, where did Chazal get up as this Indian? Here we're talking about there's no kiyam a mitzvah, but tefillin is a tachshit. And what is the tachshit of tefillin? So I was thinking, I saw in the Ksav and Kabbalah, in Seif Parshas Boy, he wants to translate what is the taich of Teitofis. So he says the translation of Teitofis is Tachshit Vekishut. That is the Taich of Teitofis. And the Bayecheskel says Pe'elcha Chovish Olecha, and that goes on the Tfilin. So you see, Tfilin is called a Pe'er. A person is Nispoer al Yedei Levishas Tfilin. And he explains what is the pe'er. The pe'er is mispoer heyoisoi eved leilekei oilom. V'hoyo li'ois al yodcha, the ois on the yad, that's the ois for himself, v'hoyo l'chol ois, that you should remember always you're an eved to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. L'teitofes b'nei necha, that is the pe'er, that is mispoer, that I'm an eved to elekei ha'olam. That is the pe'er, that is the tachshit of tefillin. So a whole week, there's a mitzvah to put on this tachshit. Obor Shabbos, even though there's no mitzvah, but it's a tachshit. It's a tachshit. What the tefillin proclaim, that's a tachshit. Kishem Hashem nikra lecha. So memele, so even though lav zman tefillin, v'shoru le'rabonon derech malbish, Mishum de tachshetu legabe. This is a tachshet. Veloy masui. Va'av al gav de lav ulchei hoche. It is not the shteger to wear this tachshet on Shabbos. Mishum atzol shori. So here Rashi would seem, if you hold Shabbos lavs man tefillin, here we need a special heter taker. We need a special heter because it is a tachshit which is not usually worn this day. So that they will matter. They will matter, Bokim Atzola, they will matter to wear a tachshit which is usually not worn this day, since Be'etzim it is a tachshit. So if that is the heter, so then, so what is the difference between two, three, four? It's a tachshit. So memele, so just like, not the kiyama mitzvah is the matter, it's a tachshit, so memele, so three, you're wearing three tachshit. Because sovar Shabbos loves mantvilenu, umishuma atzolo, because in order to be matzel, the tvilim would be zoyin, is derech malbish shor le'rabonon. We see from Rashi that the Lashna Gemara is very much mashma like Rashi. Here you need a heter derech malbish. Derech malbish is not a davar. Derech malbish shor le'rabonon. Before, when the Gemara said Shabbos is man tefillin, dvei Rashi lo imshad. So there it says, that doesn't say, that the Gemara doesn't mention this as a shorulei, there's a heter to wear the tefillin. Rashi also didn't. The ksover Shabbos mantum mshemochi shori. Not shori, there was no heter. The kiyam mitzvah, this is gufa levush, there's no these melubish and tefillin. Here, lemais, there's no kiyam mitzvah. No, it's a tachshit, but it's lav oirech. Not the steiger to wear this tachshit on this day. So here we have a psaheter. They were matel, b'mokimat, mishum matzola, derech malbish, shoru le'rabot. Means derech malbish is also not platik, or b'shoru le'rabot. So memele, if you say this, you matel, mishum matzola, I feel a tvei nami. So memele, so what is the difference between one or three? The gemar lo'ilam kesova or Shabbos loves matfilin. Really, the heter is taki, not because of the kiyam mitzvah. Lav zman tefila, and we're matter, b'moki matzola, we're matter of him to wear tefila. Aber chishor l'abonon l'inyan atzola, that the rabonon were matter l'inyan atzola, derech malbish, if he's wearing a derech malbish, b'moki tefila. Only, when is it a tarshit? If it's lying in the correct place. If it's not in the correct place, so then it's not a tachshit. That's how Rashi learns. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, b'mokim tefillin, horoi lo niach boi tefillin. That's only if it's laying in the mokim where tefillin should be. She'ein kol horoish kosher lo niach tefillin. The kol horoish is not kosher lo niach tefillin. Ela kotkoid levat. Rashi says, I saw the kotkoi, the charitz yesham. There's an indentation in the kotkoi. Shatvilin yoishvin bo. That the tvilin rest on the kotkoi. The einon builtim kolkach. Kidulakamo. That's the mokima kotkoi. Ube Shabbos nami ba'asre deloichozile. So on Shabbos, if I'll put the tvilin in a place where it's loichozilei, where two pairs of tefillin, so one pair is being worn not in the correct mokim, lav tachshitu, so then it's not a tachshit. Sheboiltim yoiser midai. So Rashi says if it's a svore, because they're not resting on his head. There's place for the tefillin to rest on his head. That's for one pair of tefillin. But if there's two pairs, so this is not in the correct place, so it's sticking out. Vahavi kim masui. It is like a masui. It's not like Rashi Vaistois, it's not an emesim masui. But since it's sticking out too much, so it's not a tachshit. It's a masui. We have to understand exactly what the Rashi is saying now a svore and tachshit. We're not speaking about hilchus tefillin. Hilchus tefillin. So Rashi was masbir that the mokim where the tefillin should be is it rests on the head. Then it's a tachshit. If it's boilet and it doesn't rest, it's not a tachshit. I thought perhaps a little time that we could be masbir Rashi, The Gemara in Shabbos, Tafnun Tesam at Bay says, that we were machloikis tanoim. But Rameyer holds that Isha is not permitted to wear a ir shozov. It's a very expensive tachshit. Vim yotzeso chayeves chatos. So the Tosfos HaRosh says pshat in Rameyer, why chayev chatos? It was a very expensive tachshit. So why you have chatos? So the Tosfos HaRosh says, "V'lav tachshit havi, lefi sheyesh bo koyved masui shel zov." It's a very heavy chunk of zov. She'einoi osui ki'im laharis oisha. means, so Tachshim the Tosfos HaRosh said, Gevaldike HaGedore, what a Tachshit is. Sometimes someone is wearing something, and the whole purpose is to show how rich they are. Good, so that purpose, it's accomplishing. But it's not, Tachshit means that I become Niskashit al Yedeze, that the Tachshit is Mekashit the person. So Memele, I mean, that's what they're walking around with a sign that there's $1 million in the bank account, that doesn't make the person nicer. Maybe you'll respect him more, or you'll hunt him more. But Al Kaponim, he's not miskashit, he doesn't look nicer. The gedder of a tachshit, according to Rameir, is that the person becomes miskashit al yodoi. So then it becomes part of him, becomes bottle to him. So could be that is what Rashi is saying over here, that if this rests on the person, so then he has a teiris tachshit. Then it's the person is niskashit al yodoi. If it's not resting on him, it's sticking out from the goof. So the message it gives, but you can't say since it doesn't fit him, it's not masim to his reish, it's boiled from the goof. So then Rashi held that is never teiris tachshit. It gives a message, but he doesn't become this kashet al yodai since it doesn't rest on him. It doesn't fit properly on him. So that's not called a tachshit. So that's the teretz. So the teretz is, because if you put, yes, to put three, it's going to be boiled. In fact, the gemara yochi, Zug echod in tveiloi, fek de gemore, soy bezoi. So if that's the case, so one should only be permitted to wear one zug. More than one zug, it's not bimkaimai. So if it's not bimkaimai, so memelis, it's not a tachshit, so it should be yosa. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, mokim yesh baroish loniach boish teitfil. No. On the roish, there's a place to put shteitfilin. See one behind the other. So memele, so two tefillin will rest properly on the roish. So he's miskashet al yodam. More than two tefillin, so he's not miskashet al yodam because it's not resting properly on him. It's not, so it's not called he's miskashet al yodam. Fact the gemara honiche the roish. Good. So the roish told me, mokim yesh baroish al nich by base tefillin. The Yad Ma'ika Lameima. Rav Gamliel said you can wear two pairs of tefillin shall Yad also. Ever the Gemara ki the Rav Huneh. The Omar Rav Huneh pa'omim sha'odom bo min ha'sodeh. Rav Huneh says that sometimes a person is bo min ha'sodeh v'chavilo say al roishay. So he puts his chavila, his masui on his head. U'misal kon me roishay. She's misalik the tefillin shall roish. Nish can cover it from the tefillin shel rosh that should be underneath hamasui. So he takes off the tefillin shel rosh. V'koishron bezroyay. That's how the workers used to look. They wore tefillin the whole day, but when they were carrying hamasui, so then they took off the tefillin shel rosh and they were mekasher on the zroyay. So you see that sometimes the mekasher the tefillin on the zroyay. So that's also called amoke. So the Gemara, Eimer Dama Avunesh Lo Yinek Bo Derech Bizoyin. He said one should do it. If that's the lesser of two evils. Al Kaponim, if you're putting the Masi on top of the Tvilin, so it's a Bizoyin to the Tvilin. So therefore, tie it into the Zroyin. But Al Kaponim Abo Roy Miyoma, but they say that it's a Mokim Masim for the Tvilin, for the Yad has a Mokim Masim for two pairs of Tvilin. And for the Gemara, Elo Kedama Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Mokim Yesh Beroy Sheroy Laniach Bo Ishtay Tvilin, Ochanami Mokim Yesh Beyad Sheroy Laniach Bo Ishtay Tvilin. So the Gemara, Tone Dvei Menashe, Al Yotcho Zuki Boiris. The muscle, bein einecho zu kotkoit. Heiche, to where does the kotkoit go? Omri dvei rabianai mokem shemoichai shaltinik roifes. So the soft spot by a moichai shaltinik. The machloikis, Mishnah Berurah brings down the machloikis harishonim how far this mokem is. Others hold the tour, the Rabbi Yeruchem, the Seif HaTchumis hold the zel kol goiva horosh. That means Kozman that's going up, get till the highest point in the Rosh, that there's Mokim Shatinik Shal Mokim Shatinik Raifes. The smack holds its Chatzi Hashipua. It's half of this area from the Mokim Ascholos HaSeir to the Mokim Goiva HaRoish, so half of that, that's Mokim Shemoichi Shatinik Raifes. Zogt Rashi. Yad ein kol azraya kosher letfirn aloki bayris kedala kamon. So that shaloi bim kaimai. So why is it mutar afilu two pairs tefillin? The word says bidik bezoyin laniya chavil alayim shari leilam interino hosam by tying it to the zraya. Abaroi miyomar de gabi shabbos leima de tachshitu faker since it shaloi bim kaimai. So it's also boil it. So it doesn't have a shame tachshit. Ki boires eiver emtsoi shebizroya roife frach. Zog toisef. Iko sovar shabbos zman tfilin. So the Gemara asked Akash and Rama Gamliel. Rama Gamliel said that one is only permitted to wear two pairs of tfilin. So, Ike Sovar, Shabbos is man tefillin. If you hold Shabbos is man tefillin, so, you should only wear one pair. Perish bekunteris. Mishem hochi shori. He only was matter because als the mitzvah. Avol atzuli tvei min a mitzvah loi. So then it should only be one pair. And then if it loves man tefillin, so the Gemara says, so then it should be more than two pairs, should be permissible. And the Moses loyal me all Shabbos loves man tefillin. The only one matter derech malbish b'mokim tefillin. The only one matter is derech malbish b'mokim tefillin. V'kosher im mikoyach ze bo ledagdek the zug en tefeloi. If the whole kasher was the old Shabbos man tefillin, because Latzuli tvei min amitzvah, only one matter, only the mitzvah. So that's why one cannot wear more than one pair of tefillin. Kein besamuch to come out lo oilom lavzman tefillin hu. Ochenami de motze lo meima lo oilom zman tefillin hu. So lochayre teisvis means to say that the emerson this is the Gemara in the Havamina held that the heter is because it's mantvil. That's how Rashi learned. So then if that's the heter, so they won't do you matter the mitzvah, so only one is permissible. If the heter is filo Shabbos loves mantvil, so the Yol Shabbos loves mantvil, so the heter is not because of the mitzvah's tefillin. So Memele, so the Afilu Tvi should also be permissible. So the Gemara says that they were matter take, but they were only matter b'mokim tefil. The only matter b'mokim tefil. So Taisus seems to be asking, so say, could be he holds Shabbos Zman tefillin, but the Heter is not Alts Mitzvahs tefillin. The Heter is not Alts Mitzvahs tefillin. The heter, we were machadish now a heter. And we were machadish a hagdor in the heter. That they were matter, b'mokim levishim. But it's a heter taket. So you could say, if he holds Shabbos mantvil, and also you could say this. The Gam Horovitz seems to say that Rashi learned pshat, Lo'ilam loves man tefillin, could be definitely on the Gemara's teretz. The heter is not als man tefillin. That's the difference between the kash and the teretz. The machinel, the heter is because man tefillin. If that's the heter, it can only be matter one. When the Gemara answers, Loilam Lavzman Tvilin, not Lavdavke because he holds Lavzman, but the Heter is not because of Mitzvah Tvilin. Not because it is Zman Tvilin. That's how the Gam Horowitz seems to have emphasized. But Taisus doesn't look like this. Taisus learns Ali Yeshleim the is man tefillin or ike bal Taisus. The Gemara is asking if you hold zman tefillin, so you can't wear two pairs of tefillin. There's no if zman tefillin, there's no heter. You're even bal Taisus faltik. Ah, fal gav deloy mechaven. Even though he is not mechaven, ki the masik rove bepeik rubezden. The Gemara says bezmanoi afilu beloikavon oiver. That by the love of Baal Taisav, you don't have to have Kavona to be Maisav. Bismanoi, a Metzias for myself, a Yoiva Baal Taisav already. Allah, he's a Gechad, ain't Feiloi. That's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means if Shabbos loves, if Shabbos man Tulunu, so then one cannot wear more than one pair of Tulun, out the Issa of Baal Taisav. The Hishoru Rabbonon, Linyan Hatzole, Derech Malbish Bimokim Tvil. So the Gemara said they were Matir Taka, Shabbos loves Mantil, the only Matir Bimokim Tvil. Perish Bikuntrit, the Shaloi Bimokim Tvilin, Hain Boiltim Yoisa Midai, Vinire Masa. It doesn't look like a Tasha since it doesn't fit him, it's not passing, it's boiled. So Memele, so we lost the heter of Tasha. Lechach Osa. The ain zu svore, psa nu svore that it's boilet, it doesn't have a shame tachshit. Ale nire da tamu mishum deloi mikri malbish ele bemokim sherogo lahanichoi bechoil. Not a dovot study that it's boilet and the head is shaped that it can hold azoi and isht azoi. No, Taisvi says the whole malbish and the whole tachshit is through the regilis, the way it is worn normally. So Mamela, if you wear it, Shaloi Bim Kaimai, so Mamela, so then it doesn't have a Teres Tachshit or Malbish. Mokim Yesh Beroish, Sheroi Laniach Boy Beis Tvilin. There's a Mokim Beroish, which is Roi Laniach Boy Beis Tvilin. So it would seem that Mesupikoyeri, Eze Shir Yesh Beroichev Tvilin. What is the Shir? The Ri understood Pshat that the Gemara is telling us there's a mokim beroish, that if you'll take two of the minimum sheer tefillin, you'll put it there, that's enough place beroish. It's enough mokim beroish to take two of the minimum sheer. So, eize sheer yesh beroish of tefillin, what is the sheer of tefillin? The yesh oisim gdoile mechavireim, others make larger than others. So how could you, if there's no shear, so how could you say mokim yesh peroish loniach boy beis tefillin? There has to be a shear. Umidakama mokim yesh peroish loniach beis tefillin. Mashme de shear roch boy she yismale mokim hashnayim. I think the lashon is. Mashmed the sheer roch by the roichiv of the mokim is she smala, you can fill it up. She smala ham mokim shnayim. I think the hay belongs by the mokim. That this mokim can be filled up with two pairs of tefillin. Abol kaponim vayis tochayis is epis ashir. So what is the sheer? Ba'oy mari, the motza bemedrish, the sheyuran kebeis etzbois. That the minimum sheer of tefillin is two etzbois. Smach ledova, and I want to bring a smach. Tzitz. The roich boy beis etzbois. The roich above the tzitz is two etzbois. Kedoma per kama de sukkit. Vamrinim per kama de erchin, saroi hoyonire, the sar of the kohen gadol hoyonire, bein tzitz lemitz nefes, shesham meiniach hatfilin. There he's putting down the tfilin, bein tzitz lemitz nefes. Yeah. Shoshem and Yechtvil. The Daime, Taisva says, I think the tzitz haye b'mokim haroyel an Yechtvil. That the tzitz was in the place that was min Yechtvil. Half a gavd gabi tzitz ksiv mitzroy. ותאם בגמיגן בין אינוי, דבי תפילון המקסיב בין אינייכם ודרשינו בגוי ושברוש. So what is the raya of Toisvus? Our Toisvus says like this. The tzitz we know claw was true tvochen. Seems Toisvus learned that the tzitz laid flat the mokim tefillin. Now there was between the mitznefes and the tzitz there was a mokim to put a pair of tefillin. Now, if we will say that the minimum shear, if we'll say that the minimum shear of tefillin is two etzbois, so memele, so the tzitz takes up two etzbois, the tefillin takes up two etzbois, so memele, that's your four etzbois. But if we will say there's a smaller shear, let's say tefillin could be one etzba also. The tefillin could be one etzba. So now we see klal that b'roish there's al kaponim, you can put tefillin on the third etzba. That we see klal that you can put tefillin because the first two etzbois was the tzitz and the third etzba. Well, let's say that the minimum shear is one etzba. The first two etzbois is the tzitz and the third etzba is the tefillin. So if tefillin could be three etzbois. So then, how could the Gemara say, Mokim Yesh Barosh, if the Tvilm could be one etzba, and there's three etzbois on the Rosh for Tvilm, so how can you say, Mokim Yesh Barosh Lishnei Tvilm, this place for three pairs of Tvilm? If the minimum shear is an etzba, so you can put three pairs of Tvilm there. So, Al Kochoch, if we say that there's only a pair, you can only put two tefillin. You can only put two tefillin in that mokim. So kochach, we have to say that the minimum shear of tefillin is two etzbois. That is the smach at the rebrot. Yotcha zuki boyis. Seems it's a cluster of something. So there's a kvutza of basal. Like a moishe meforish, not others are meforish. Ki boiris hu kvitzas boso shebein pisas ayad lamalpeg. Others say there's a kvitzas boso between the hand, the palm area, and the elbow. Somach lamalpeg. And it is near the elbow. But that's the mokim to wear tefillin. The b'chol mokim mashmid the tefillin heim bezroya. The tefillin is bezroya. Mishesh lo tefillin bezroya. Meseches ay holos mashme. The zroya, the mokim azroya, ubein amalpei kulakote. Let us look for 1 minute. The Peirush Chai. So here's a. We have a picture three. And the picture one, the kibayres. Here we have the aleph, the zroya, the base of the kibayres. The gimel is the mapik, the kuda, the elbow. Talad is the kone. He is the pieces yad. Above is the kosev. And here we'll see. This is going to bring down a mishnah in Neholos. So the mishnah in Neholos says as follows. It says shnayim shloishim bepisas yad. It's speaking about the minyan eivorim sheba odom. So there are 30 chalokim in the hand bepisas yad. Shnayim bekone. There are 2 bekone. Shnayim bemalpeik. Echad bizroya. Bizroya is 1 etzem. Ve'arba bekosei. So we see the kibayris is not in pieces hayad the malpek nor on the zroya. Zok the Gemara weiter. Leima, so we have here the machlokes the Tanakame and Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara says Leima b'darav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchok emiflegi. המחלוקת את הנקם הגמליאל איז רב שמור ברב יצחק, אם תזמוק אם יש פרויש לשני תפילות. את הנקם לסלי ברב שמור ברב יצחק. רב גמליאל איסלי ברב שמור ברב יצחק. So if you last lay, there's only place for one. That was the kashuire. So one is only permitted to wear one pair. It's not called a malbish. It's not called a tachshid if it's shalai bim kaima. And Gamliel holds like Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok. It's more like the kul alma is lul Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok. Everyone holds like Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok. Hoche b'shabes mantvillen kamiflegim. Tanakama sover shabes mantvillen hu. And Gamliel sover shabes loves mantvillen hu. Let us see Rashi. Zatrashi tanakama sover shabes zman tfilin hu. Zatrashi noch amol de shtik teir. Amishamat sola loy mishri bei tvei min ha-mitzvah. It will never matter more than the mitzvah. The lav tachshit nino. He holds honki am ha-mitzvah. Does never shame tachshit. V'choshkein. Ekiven de zman tfilin hu. Rakert, since it is zman tfilin. V'ike bal toisit. And so if he's wearing a second man tefillin, he's wearing a second pair of tefillin. This bal toisif, osi iser bal toisif umashvile olei kemasui. So the iser bal toisif makes it for a masui. So Rashi says two svaras. Number one, he holds it's not a tachshit on the kiyum mitzvah. Number two, Rashi says. But since he's not allowed to wear it, so number two would mean a filu, we would say haste should have a teiris tachshit, but since it's man tefillin, there's an iser of bal toisif, so the iser bal toisif makes it for a masik. So here we see a psagavaldike lomdus in Rashi, that if one is wearing something that one should not be wearing, so memele al pi hilchas ha-teire, so it loses the shame levush. But this Rashi, the Minchas Chinuch, wants to say if a person will wear shoes in Yom HaKippurim, so be chayev al tzeitzo, since one al pi hilchas ha-teire should not wear it. The Prima Godem plus a shayla if a person will wear a beged shel shatnes and Shabbos, to also be chai about a masu. That's what they want to say. The Pri Yitzrok in Simen Dalit says that Rashi never said it by a malbush gomel. A malbush gomel that zicha not governed by the hilchis isurim shebeteire. It's a metziistike malbush, it will remain a malbush. Rashi is only talking about tefillin, which is not a malbush gomel. The mitzvah sheboy is machshevit. So memele, there we could say, since there's an issa, since there's a, he says, loy me boy, if it's not a tachshit, so if it's not a tachshit, Rashi, what Rashi started off by saying, mishimatzole mishre beit vei min ha-mitzveh, the lav tachshit, you know. It's not a tachshit. So therefore they weren't matter. Then Rashi says that the issa, will make it, makes it for a masri. The issa makes it for a masri, so fakir, it's not a tachshit, and there's no mitzvah, there, so the issa, and you're not allowed to wear, so the issa makes it for a masri. But by an emissary, Malbush Rashi wouldn't say this. The Pri Yitzchok asks another kasha, he asks, why does Rashi have to say the shtik Torah? Rashi is saying why you're not allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin according to the Tanna Kama. So Rashi says, because he holds Shabbos man tefillin. So Rashi says, if Shabbos man tefillin, so you'll be over bal toisif. So if you're over bal toisif, so that's why you're not allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin. Why does Rashi have to say, since you're over bal toisif, so memel it's a masi. This alone should also be a reason. What's that again, al tisr Shabbos? You're not allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin, not bal toisif. So the Pri Yitzchok says something which I don't understand. He says, Be'emesin, he brings a taz, Simen Lamed Dalet, that this is not a deraisa de kebal toisif. Since hay lechudei koi, v'hay lechudei koi, The whole Baltoisev, the Reise, is that when you have in one unit, your Moisev on the Mitzvah, you have five batim, five parshias in film. So that's the Yoiva Baltoisev. You have more chutim and tzitzis. But Stamazoi, you wear two pairs of film, that's not a the Reise, the Kebal Toisev. It's only a the Rabbon, the Kebal Toisev. So Memele, so he says, al Rabbon, the Kebal Toisev, perhaps they should be matter this Baal Toysev, b'moke matzolos tefillin. The tefillin are b'bezoin, so maybe they were matter. We see they were matter, if you hold Shabbos Labzman tefillin, they were matter. So full you hold Shabbos man tefillin, and it's also mid Rabbono, let them be matter, the Issa the Rabbono. So that's why Rashi says, so become a masri. So now to the right of the case, but I don't understand, because if the Rabbonon would be matter, the Issa the Rabbonon, so then it wouldn't become a Masri. I don't know how the Cheshbon works. He's saying Rashi did not want to say the Issa Baal Toysev, because they should be matter the Issa, since only the Rabbonon did it. Therefore Rashi says, if there's an Issa Baal Toysev, the Rabbonon becomes a Masri the Issa. But again, if there'll be matter the Issa, so then it won't become a Masri. Aber Gamliel saw the Lavs Mantvilnu. Behind the time with the Shori le Rabbonon Latzolet, why was the Rabbonon matter of Lav's mantle? Mishum de Tarshitu. Hilkach kol kamed da habe Tarshit shori. O mishum bal toisef lekoch. Da ein kan mitzvah stvul and klal. A lekesha malbish baume. So that is the machloikis. He holds Shabbos mantle and the heter is only holds the mitzvah. More than the mitzvah, it's not a Tarshit and it's a masoi. And he holds Shabbos Lav's mantle, and the heter is out starshit from a mele, so if he can wear more than one. That's the first mahalach in the Gemara. That's the chayra we're learning till now. The boy is saying with the kula alme Shabbos Zmantvilnu. Am Gamliel holds Shabbos Mantvilnu also. Aye. Hoche be mitzvah sriches kabonne kemefil git. Tane kame sova lotzeis boi kabonne. Am Gamliel sova loi boi kabonne. Zogt Rashi. Tane kame sova... I boi sem, de kula alme Shabbos zman tfilun. U de kula alme eino tashit. If you have to say zman tfilun, so Rashi says, so none of them hold it's a tashit. But mitzvah sriches kavone kem eflagi. Tane kame sova mitzvah sriches kavone. She oise mitzvah tzorir shechaven bo, he has to be mechaven, that he's doing this l'shem mitzvah. Hilkach, Zug echod in tvei loy. Why? Di mechaven le mitzvah. If he'll be mechaven le mitzvah on the second pair, ikal bal toisev pachat. Di mechaven both le mitzvah, so there's a bal toisev. So it's bitter. Vi loy mechaven le mitzvah. He's not mechaven le mitzvah. It's tavayu masunin. It's not a tachshit. He's not being mekayim the mitzvah. So both of them are masunin. Venka mitzvah. So therefore, the Tanakama holds mitzvah sriches kavones in order to get away. In order to be able to wear the tefillin, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah. And that only comes out through kavones. This can only be with one pair of tefillin. Am Gamliel sova mitzvah is ein sriches kavones. Hilkach mitzvah ike. So he's mekayim a mitzvah. When he wears two pairs of tefillin, he's mekayim a mitzvah. Bal toisev leke, there's no bal toisev, bein oiver al bal toisev, elim kein niskaven le mitzvah. That bal toisev, you have to be mechaven, not what toisev botan from the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah ain't tzriches kavona, but in order to be oiver bal toisev, you have to be mechaven le mitzvah. Vezeh loy niskaven, Becholchad Omri Hai Lemitzvah. So this Lucheira, this Rashi is going to ask on this. This is Lucheira Abyssal Shver to understand. He says, this person Lucheira is Mekayim Mitzvah's Tefillin. He's not Oiver Baal Toysev. He's not Oiver Baal Toysev, because for Baal Toysev you have to be Mechaven to be Meisev. So that's why he's allowed to wear two pairs. Bechol chad omri, in each one, he could be mekayim the mitzvah with this one, or with this one. V'libi megam gemloinu. So Rashi asks, Amayur dike kash, dikivin, the lav tarshit ninu. If we're saying now that everyone holds it's not a tachshit, and the whole hefer is out the mitzvah. Nehed about in the old mitzvah like tzriches kavon, she can become the mitzvah without kavon. Nehed about toisef leke, even though you're not over about toisef, aber iser Shabbos mil loipoka. But Sarashi means to ask, but he's wearing two pairs of tefillin. He's only mekayim mitzvah tefillin with one. So how was he nitzel from Isser Shabbos? One pair of tefillin is a masri. Which one it is? I don't know which one it is. But al koponim, there's one pair that is a masri. He's not even baltaisiv on that pair, but he's not mekayim mitzvah tefillin with two pairs. That's for sure. So memele. So Isser Shabbos miu loipoka. So that's Rashi's kash. So now Rashi wants to say no. Maybe we'll say, here Rashi said before, both of them hold it's not a tachshit. So maybe we have a problem. So why can, according to Rabbi Gamliel, how can you wear two? So now I understand Rabbi Gamliel, it's a tachshit. Dimkein. L'tanikame amayoso. So why is it also according to the Tanikame? Loi lechavim v'loi litza. He holds what? Mitzvah sriches kavona. Fine. So he won't be mechavim. Netzatashit. V'lekalamei manami de l'tanikame loi have tachshit. L'ram gimli l'have tachshit. Odos guf is the machloikis. The Tanikame holds that it's not a tachshit. So memele, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah. You don't mekayim the mitzvah with one. It is a tachshit. You have a tachshit. You mekayim luki pluktayu ba'ochi. So say that's the machlekes. Not the machlekes is a mitzvah sriches kavone, mitzvah zainim sriches kavone. Machlekes is it a tachshit? Yes or no? Void einu plukta delel. This man velavzman. That's how we learn shat the machlekes still now. The one that holds zman tefillin, he holds that it's not a tachshit. And the whole letter is out the mitzvah. The one that holds Lav's mantle, and he holds that letter is out the mitzvah. So that was the first malach. V'nira li d'ohi garsinon. So because of this kasha, Rashi's mahapach the gils. Tanekame sova mitzvahs ein tzriches kavona. Tanekame says you can wear one, the old mitzvahs ein tzriches kavona. Elokul alme tachshit ein. Everyone holds there's a tachshit. Hilchit. If you're yoitze without kavon, it's called you're doing the mitzvah. So even though it is a tachshit, even though here Rashi says, even though it is a tachshit, but you'll be over baltaisiv. You'll be over baltaisiv. So you have to know if Rashi means, since you'll be over about Taisef, it's called a Masri, or if Rashi means that Al Kaponim will be over about Taisef over here. If it's a Tachshit, but Al Kaponim, you'll be over about Taisef. Then Gamliel sova, tzriches kavon, a lot of shidei chayvose. Gamliel holds that you need kavon, hilker, about Taisef, nami layova, so he's not over about Taisef. Both of them hold it's a Tachshit. But according to Tanakam, since you became the mitzvah on Kavone, it's automatically over about Taisif. Because it's called, you're doing twice the Maisa mitzvah. Because Kavone doesn't make it for Maisa mitzvah. According to Ram Gamliel, mitzvah sriches Kavone, you're not doing a Maisa mitzvah. So there's no about Taisif. Hilker about Taisif nami leover, ad the mechavon le mitzvah. And he's not mechavon le mitzvah. And there's no Isser Eitzor because it's a tashit.